Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Connectivity Standards Alliance formally launched the Matter Smart Home Standard, with 190 products certified or close to certification across categories like smart lighting, plugs, thermostat, light shades, sensors, and locks. Philips announced its Hue Bridge is now Matter certified, with a firmware update coming to make all existing and new Hue lights and accessories automatically Matter enabled. Snap and Amazon Fashion partnered to let Snapchat users try on branded glasses and sunglasses using augmented reality filters. These lenses are available on the @AmazonFashion public profile within the Snapchat app. Lenses will show a link on screen to purchase the item on Amazon. The two companies plan to expand into additional verticals in the future using this virtual try-on experience. The messaging app WhatsApp launched Communities, which offer more tools for structured group conversations. Communities support up to 1,024 users, offer admin controls, subgroups, large file sharing, and 32-person video calls. Communities are invite-only and won't be viewable in search or discovery features. Current group chat admins can choose to transition these into communities. TikTok updated its European privacy policy to say that its staff in the US, Brazil, Canada, Israel, Singapore, and China can access European user data. That data remains stored in Singapore. According to its head of privacy in Europe, Elaine Fox, data will be subject to a series of robust security controls and approval protocols with methods recognized under GDPR. The new policy goes into effect December 2nd. Facebook will end its practice of using humans to curate the Facebook News section and go back to relying only on algorithms. Facebook News is a section in some markets that shows notable local and international news. Most of it is already generated by algorithms, but the top story section has been selected by journalists at Axel Springer's Up Day. The changes will begin in early 2023. According to documents seen by and sources speaking to Politico, the U.S. Department of Justice will investigate Adobe's proposed $20 billion acquisition of the design collaboration company Figma. The proposed acquisition is still in a legally mandated review period, but the DOJ could open a longer investigation if it's concerned the deal will harm competition. Instagram announced it began testing letting users create their own NFTs on the platform, which can be sold on or off Instagram. Buying on Instagram will be a traditional in-app purchase, and Instagram will not take a cut of those sales initially. Google opened its Imagine text-to-image generator to the public a little. You'll be able to use two types of limited requests in Google's private beta AI test kitchen app. One type, called City Dreamer, will let you ask Imagine to make a city around a theme you choose. Another lets you make a little cartoonish monster. Facebook expanded its professional mode profile setting to all users after testing the feature since December 2021. This provides access to analytics and monetization tools on a user's profile, previously only available on Pages. This includes access to subscription-only content, monetizing in-stream ads in Reels and Stories, and stars tipping. Twitter announced it canceled its developer Chirp conference, previously scheduled for November 16th. Twitter last held a Chirp conference in 2011. Patreon launched native ad-free video hosting for creators on Pro and Premium plans. Creators can upload up to 500 hours of content through the end of 2023, after which Patreon will roll out a detailed payment structure to buy additional upload hours. Creators can create custom teasers to entice potential supporters, view audience data, and select what tiers can view the content. Qualcomm earned $3.13 per share in its Q4, with revenue up 22% in the year to $11.39 billion, in line with analyst estimates. However, it updated its guidance on handset volumes for the rest of 2022 from a single-digit annual decline to a low double-digit decline. In its Q3, Roku added 2.3 million streaming accounts, bringing its total to 65.4 million and beating analyst estimates. Streaming hours increased 21% in the year to 21.9 billion, with streaming hours on the ad-supported Roku channel up 90% in the year. It lost 88 cents per share on revenue up 12% in the year to $761.4 million, also topping analyst predictions. Lenovo ships the most PCs, so it's no surprise the PC market slowdown is impacting its earnings. In its Q2, it reported its first year-on-year revenue decline in 10 quarters, down 4% to $17.09 billion, although it did beat analyst estimates. IDC reports Lenovo saw PC shipments decline 16% on the year this quarter. Google will roll out an update to its Gmail app in the U.S. to support package tracking with supported providers. This will show the shipping status at the top of the message, and Google plans to update it to surface order emails when a shipment is delayed in the coming months. And finally, Gaming on Linux reports that, according to Steam's public data, the release of the Steam Deck caused Linux's market share on the gaming platform to hit an all-time high of 1.28%. This compares to a 2.23% share for macOS, although Windows still dominates with 96.5% market share. The Linux-based SteamOS accounted for just under 25% of Linux machines, followed by Ubuntu 22.04 LTS with 12.27%. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.